Fighter in Shas, Spirit of Abbasid of Kuf Lamed Dalet. Picking it up, five lines up from the bottom. First one in line, Tanarabanan. Mike's about the Mechav's story time. Shalom about of Nogim Kishur. The children weren't behaving properly. They weren't behaving the way that they should be behaving. Ahmad Vakasav Nechasav Nirosh Ben Uziel. What did he do? He got up and he wrote all of his property over to Yonasan Ben Uziel. Me'asa Yonasan Ben Uziel. What did he do? Machar Shlish. He sold a third of it. The Hikdash Shlish, he was Magdash a third, the Hechzer Lebanav Shlish, and then he gave to the Banav of this guy, he gave him, and they gave him a third. Ba'al of Shame b'makalo v'tamilo. Shame came to him with his makal, with his stick, and with his pouch. Shame came himself. He was very not happy with what happened over here, right? He basically comes in, he tells him, he's like, what are you doing? Like, he gave you the thing in order for his son not to get it, and you gave it to him, right? But you shouldn't have done that. He was very not happy with him. Amar lo, so he said back to him, Shamai, emata yochel lehotzi es ma shemacharti uma shehekdashti. If you can take out that which I sold and that which I was makdish, ata yochel lehotzi ma shehechazarti. You could also go and take out that which I gave back to the sons. Beep, turn the page. Kuflam dad vim la, but if you're not able to go out and pull all that stuff out, then you can't go out and you can't return that which I can't take out that which I gave back to the sons. Right? He said, listen, he gave me this stuff. He gave it, he didn't say I give it to me, I'll deny that I don't give it to his sons. You want to say, the Rashbam says in the previous summit that giving it to him was ki'ilu, he gave it to him, like on that type of deny, but I don't hold that to be the case. So you gotta tell me what you want to do right now. If you want to tell me that everything is no good, the one thing's no good, then everything is no good. But if you're telling me that stuff is still good, then this is also gonna be. You can't switch. You can't back out of it. So Amar says back to him, "Hitiach alai ben Uziel, hitiach alai ben Uziel." Basically, he's like, "Wow, you knocked me out. You knocked me out. Yeah, you beat me. Meikara my suffer." So what was Shammai thinking in the first place? Mishamai said the Beis Choron. He was thinking about the story that happened in Beis Choron. Throwback to the Nedarim days. Titnan. We have a Mishnah which is located in Nedarim. Memches. Mai said the Beis Choron. The story that happened by Beis Choron. Be'echad shehaya aviv mudar himenu hana. There was a man whose father was usher by a neder to get hana from him. So the son ushered the father to get any hana from him, son and father. Son says, "Father, you cannot get enough of me." For I am Masi, but no. And this guy, the son, was marrying off his own kid, Barbel Chavero, and he wanted his father to come. So he says to his friend, right, because he said his father can't get on. Now he's like, "What do I do?" So he says to his friend, "Hari Chatzir Sudan Asun Lechab Matana, the Chatzir where we're going to have this wedding over here, and the Suda are given over to you as a Matana." But it's only yours in as much that my father can come and eat at the Suda. So Amalo, he says to him, "Im shalihein, if they're mine, I'm makdish them to Shemayim." Amalo, so the guy says, "What? I didn't give it to you so you'd be makdish it. What are you doing over here?" So Amalo, he says back to him, "Lo nasatili eshilcha, Ella shteyato vicha ochlin vishosin umiratzin zevazeh vihe avon taloi birosho." That means you didn't really give it over to me. It really still belonged to you. And all you did is now you set up a situation that you and your father could eat and drink and everything's going to be great, but there's going to be a sin that's going to be hanging from the head, meaning yours and mine, because I'm going to be the one who's enabling this thing to go and to happen. So Chacham, the Chacham said about this, "Kol matana she'ena she'im higdisha mugdeshes ena matana." Any matana that won't end up as a result of that if someone's makdash it, that it's mukdash, is not considered a matana. Beis Shammai is making its sushel to that case and comparing the two. However, you can't go and compare the two because against Yonasan ben Uziel, the guy didn't say anything about the gift. All he said is he gave it over to him. He didn't say because his son ABC, right? So therefore, you can't compare the two. And you can't say there's any sort of tenai that came along with it. But by the case of Beis Choron, the guy said straight up that there was a specific reason that this is being given. Therefore, you can't just go ahead and do that. Tanu Rabbanan. Let's talk about Yonos ben Uziel, how great he was. Shmona Tamidim Hayu Hillel Zaken. Hillel Zaken had 80 students, prime students. Shlosh Mehem Ru'uyin Shetishra Aleim Shechina Kamosh Rabbeinu. 30 of them were on such a level that they were ready to have the Shechina rest on them like it did by Moshe Rabbeinu. And the reason it didn't end up happening, says Rashbam, Ela Sha'avan Ador Gorim Ve'in Ador Ro'i Lekach. Because of the sins of the generation, that didn't happen. Shloshim Mehen Ru'uyim Shetamad Lehem Chama B'Yoshua Ben Chama Ki Yoshua Ben Nun. 30 of them would roy that it should be that the sun should stand still, just like Yoshua Ben Nun. Says Rashbam L'moshe Nami Amdal Chama Danafka L'Maseches Avodah Zarah. They're not the same level as Moshe, so he put as Yeshua. Asim Beninim, that's 30, 60, 80, and there were, right, we said the first 30, etc., the next 30, and now Asim Beninim, the 20 of them, were considered Beninim, right? They were greater. They were incredibly great. Not as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, but great. Godless of Akula and Yonasan ben Uziel. The greatest of all of them was Yonasan ben Uziel. Katan Shibakulan, the smallest of all of them, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the lowest of all of them, Shalom Niach Mikro Mishnah Gemara, Halachos Vagadas, Diktukis Torah, Diktukis Sofrim, Vakalam, Vachamurim, Gezeros Shavos, Utkufos, which means the cycles of astronomy, Vigamatrios, Umishlos, Kofsim, Umishlos Shualim, Mishalim, about Kofsim, those who are launders, and those who are foxes. Sichas Shedim, Sichas Dekalim, Sichas Malachi Asharis, V'davar Gadol, V'davar Katan. Davar Gadol means Maisa Merkava. Okay, this is intense. V'davar Katan, Havoyus Da'abai V'rava. The Kayim HaShenevar, that is to uphold that which it says, L'hanchil Ohavai Yesh V'otzoseim Amalei, to bequeath to those who love me, there is an incredible reward, and I will fill their storehouses. V'chimeacher, since the katan shebekulan came, this is Yochanan ben Zakkai, was the lowest of all of them. This is who he was. Gadol shebekulan, achaskam v'kama. How much more was the gadol of them all? Says Rishpam, l'havin davar mitoch davar yoser v'yoser. We're talking about this is a huge deal over here. Amru alav Yonasan ben Uziel. They said to be Yonasan ben Uziel, b'shah she yoshev. That when he sit down, he would steig, any bird that flew over his head would just nifrach, nisraf, would just burn up. Ha'omer, zek tanak tehillim mishnah. Omer zeb b'ni neman. If a person says, this is my son, he is believed. Rashbam says, b'gemar mefarish l'mai helchasa. The Gemara is explaining what exactly the halacha is relevant to. Zeh achi eno menar. If he says, this is my brother, then he's not believed. Says Rashbam, l'horisho im achiv sharei eno makir masokim mefarish l'gemara. He's not believed, meaning that his other brothers aren't chayiv to accept this and share their Yerusha with this particular brother, right? So they say, like, okay, nice. There's like a bunch of brothers over there, three brothers or so. And he goes, yeah, this is also my brother. So he's like a fourth brother. Let's split it. Nope. V'itolim ha'bechelko. And he takes only from that of the one who identified him, right? So in other words, what's going to happen is you're not believing as much to say that you're going to be a full-fledged brother, but okay, if you older, let's say Bob, one of the brothers says, oh yeah, this guy Dave's also, so okay, so put it with him. Mace, if that brother then ends up dying, Yachsin Nechasav Lim Komo, and the property goes back to their place, to the one, the brother who said that he was a brother. Nafulu Nechasav Mokom Acher, if let's say his stuff that fell to this quote-unquote brother, we're not sure, and it came from other places, then Yirshu Echav Imo, the other brothers inherit along with the one who said that he was actually their brother. Says the Gemara, Zeh b'ni Naaman. Right, we said that this is my son, we believe in the Mayhoch, so what's halacha? What's a relevant halacha comes? So this Amar Rishmuel, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rishmuel, Li Yarsho, he's believed as much now, he's going to be Yerushalayim. The lifter is Ishtam and Yibam, and his wife doesn't have to do Yibam if he ends up dying. This is the child. Beep, turn the page. Kuflam Devin Base. Liyarsho Pshita. Right? We want to say that we believe him as much that he's going to be Yerushim. Obviously, that's the case. Says the Rashbam, simply because the Migo di Boy Yaiv Lib Matana, if he wants, he could have given it to as a gift. So you can also say he's a Yerushim. He's one of his Yerushim and he'll give it to him also. Liftoris ishto min a yibum mitzuchale. No, so the din was in order to make sure that we could actually get his wife off having to do yibum. That if this guy claims it's his son, then that means that if he dies, that then he has a wife. So that means that wife is actually doesn't have to marry his brother. The brother do yibum chalitza, etc., because they have a child. Says Rashbam laham the mom. The masni lift or sishto mina yibo mitzuchale the masnis and the misne haomer zeh bni nemet zakadatich loti nasa the shuk below chalitza get the money you have to do chalitza, so that's what it's for. It says gemara baha nami lata nami tenir, but that's also a mishnah we have in kiddushin. Misha amar b'shas misel, so someone says at the time of his death he says yeshli banim, I have children, neman is believed yeshli achim. But if he says, I have brothers, ain't a neman, right? That we don't believe, because that's going to cause his wife to have to do yibum, right? So in this case also, his wife can get remarried without any sort of chalitza in such a case. Says the Gemara, right? He can get his wife out by saying children. But now that's the question. So why is it that we need our Mishnah to teach this din over here? And for the Gemara, both the Mishnahs, we need to spell out both of them. Because we're talking about different cases. Hasam, over there, then we're talking about the lo muchsuk lan ba'ach, where he didn't have any chazaka to say that he had a brother. So it teaches that a man can get his wife off the hook from a chiv of yibum, where this does not go against a previous chazaka. Right? So there's no brother over there. There's no chazaka of a brother. But hacha, I'm just saying, afagav the muchsuk lan ba'ach, even if there's a chazaka that he does have a brother, still, we believe him to say that this is his son. So we have a prior chazaka to say that she should have to do yibam. But now, saying the son will get him out of having to do that. Amar Yosef, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Bepnei ma amru ze bini neman. Why do we say that if he says this is my son, he's believed in order to get his wife having to do yibam? Holu baal sha'amar gerashti es ishti neman. The reason is because if a husband says, I divorced my wife, he's believed in order to release his wife from the yibum. So you could also take her out by saying that, this is her son. We have a son also. So there's a way out. So therefore, we accept this one also. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, remember, unfortunately, Rav Yosef, he lost it. He got sick and he forgot his learning. You find himself in the Darim. And things that he heard from Yehuda's Rebbe before he got sick. And now it was hard for him. But these things, he wasn't sure whether or not he heard things correctly or not. So Rabbi Yosef says, Mari Davram, the master of Avram, Tali Tanya B'dlu Tanya. If this is really accurate, then Shmuel is saying a din that was taught based on a din that was not taught from a Tanoic source based on the thing that's not, because we said Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, right? So Mepnei Ma'am Ruzel Bini Neman, Hol Ubal Shama Girashti Asishti is Neman. So but then he's putting a statement that, right, because we say that the din is that a man is believed to say that he is a son, it's taught in our Mishnah, but the law that a husband is believed to say that he's divorced his wife, is not taught in the Mishnah. Since the second law is not taught in the Mishnah of Brisa, this law itself needs to be understood. It's probably unlikely that Shmuel said it as the basis for this first din over here. Ali et ma'achi amar. If you want to say this is what you should say. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. There's the Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And why is it if a guy says this is my son that we believe him in order to go out to get his wife having to yibam? Because since it's in his power to divorce her right now if he wants to, and to get her out of this issue, he can also get her out by saying that they have a son. Amar of Yosef. Yosef says, Hashad the Amar Tamin and Hoel. Now that you have said that you bring this din of Hoel, right, since the husband can release his wife from the chiv of yibum by saying that they have a son, right? Why? Because of the fact he could get her by divorcing her. Baal Shama Girashti is Ishti Neman. A guy who says, I divorced my wife, he's also going to believe to get her out of yibum. Hol B'yod L'Garso, since it's in his hands to actually go ahead and to divorce her. However, clearly not everyone agrees with that. Ki Asa Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef from Rav Yochanan, Baal Shama Girashti is Ishti Neman. A man who said, I divorced my wife, he is not believed. Rishbam explains Pashat. That is because Einu Nema Dimi said the Garsha Kala Isla Lamilsa. There would have been a call, there would have been a rumor, there would have been a voice going around about this. Helkach lo aminan mali l'shaker the kamad mili l'shaker b'makam edim dami umiu kiyamar zeb b'ni neman the hasam vada ikalamimra hol b'yadol Garsha. He does say, it's my son, he's believing because he could say that because he could divorce it right there. Menapach Rav Sheshes b'day. When he heard this, Rav Sheshes raised his hand and he said, Azalei hoel de Rav Yosef. There goes the hoel of Rav Yosef. This knocks off Yosef's din, which is based off the idea of like logic of hoel, of since a husband can divorce his wife, he's believed to say that he did so, because here it's saying, Baal Shah Amar Grashti Asishti. And of him, he's not believed, so therefore it doesn't work. In fact, the Gemara, is this really true that Rav Yochanan is saying that a husband's not believed to say he divorced his wife? From Rav Chia Bar Avin, I'm Rav Yochanan. Interesting. Baal Shama Girashi Asishi Neman. He says straight up that a husband says I divorced my wife, we actually believe him. So it's more Lokasha. Kanla Mafreya, Kanla Ba. Here the storyline which says that one is not believed to say that he divorced his wife is talking about in the past. Kanla Ba here with the one that says that one is believed to say he divorced his wife is talking about the future. Main's the only belief to say that he could do it in the future, but to say that he did it before, right? So when it says that he's not believed to say that he divorced his wife, it's talking about in the past, because we don't know about that. But Kan La Ba, but over here, where it says that he is believed to say that he divorced his wife, it's talking about the future, that if he wants at any point, he could go ahead and divorce her. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.